situation. Somebody can't find their butt in a snowstorm.
That happens a lot.
Yeah.
Right. How about when it's just plain cold? What do you do with your butt then?
Freeze.
Keep it warm.
Thank God for heated seats.
It is minus 20 degrees in Hibbing, Minnesota this morning. Really?
Oh.
Cold enough to freeze an egg sunny side up.
Oh.
How about that? An egg. How many people would think of that?
I tell you what, they dodged a bullet in the inaugural thing yesterday wasn't bad. It was 47, 48, something like that. Today, right now, 18 on my car thermometer coming in.
Yeah. It's going to be cold for the next, it's blown through. The Minnesota reading is warmer. Believe this. It's 20 below there today. Yesterday, it was 40 below. Oh. So they're having a heat wave, a tropical heat wave. Yeah. Excuse me. Okay. Well,
I'm looking at cold jokes.
Cold jokes.
It's so cold.
It's so cold we had to chisel the dog off a lamppost.
That's gross.
All right. Poor Fido.
So if you're having a cold morning and you want to share it with us, we'll help you warm up. 888-302-3684. That's the promise from the Doug Steffen Good Day program. We have Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Jennifer Horn is here in Los Angeles with me. And then there's the Queen of Cheap who has deals today, like you haven't heard since
yesterday.
Isn't it all? How often do you and I finish our sentences together? You think
it's
about
terrible,
that?
Huh?
It really is. All right, anyway, so what do we have in a little bit? You're going to give us a lot of details on what?
We've got two, not one, but two ways for you to get free pizza.
Free pizza?
Oh, yeah, this is a big one.
Really?
And then we've got
is
deals.
It a big pizza?
It's a big pizza? Yeah. Well, it's a pizza. Pizza.
Uh-huh.
And we've got free games for gamers, and we've got a couple of really cool free ebooks for you.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Really?
Free ebooks.
Really, Doug? Free. Yeah. All free.
All right, so the election in Israel is today. Those of you who are interested, looks like Benjamin Netanyahu.
Who? Huh? Netanyahu.
Him too.
Him too. We'll win again. We have Barack Obama now installed as the continuing, 44th president of the United States?
Correct.
All right. So I have to go back to this. I've said this three times. The magic moments in yesterday's inaugural ceremony, never mind that we wasted hundreds of millions of dollars of taxpayer money and civilian money to go through all these parties, but the funny, fun stuff, the blog, Jennifer and I have been following this in the last hour. The things that are now trending at number one, one of the daughters, I think it was it Sasha? Did we decide which one it was, Jennifer?
Which is Sasha.
Sasha yawned during her father's inaugural address.
Yeah.
Is a picture or a video of Mrs. Obama at the luncheon where Obama and Boehner are talking, and apparently they were sharing a joke. And so she listens to the two of them, turns around, looks at the two of them, and then rolls her eyeballs and keeps eating. Did you see that?
I saw that, yeah.
I thought that was kind of cute. Let's see. Oh, but the moment I thought that was the most interesting and most telling of them all. Now, see how I look at stuff versus the way other people would look at stuff. Bill Clinton and Jimmy Carter. Jimmy Carter is introduced. He comes down, 39th president, he walks around a lot. He and his wife fuss about where they're going to sit. And then, 4 or 5, 6 minutes later, the PA announcer, by the way, the people out in the mall, the only reason that they heard the inaugural is because the engineers from WTOP, they couldn't figure out what was wrong with the speakers, so if it hadn't been for TOP, they wouldn't be able to hear anything. They fixed the speakers. Richie, did you hear that?
No, I didn't hear that story.
Yeah. Okay, so anyway, Bill Clinton's introduced. He and Hillary come down. They have a microphone there. You can hear them chatting up the people that are on either side. Mrs. Clinton walks in front of her husband and gives Jimmy Carter a hug because they're going to sit next to each other. Whoever was in charge of sitting didn't realize the story with Jimmy Carter and Bill Clinton. So, I mean, you could, even if you didn't know the story, you watch Jimmy Carter's expression on his face and then the quick pan back to Bill Clinton. The two of them just barely acknowledged one another. They just barely shook hands. And as soon as they said hello, they both turned around away from each other because the dislike, which has gone on for since Bill Clinton was president, Jimmy Carter has zero minus zero use for Bill Clinton. He despises him. Has never spoken to him other than hello. Hmm. His lifestyle so bothered Jimmy Clinton that he Jimmy Carter that he disconnects from him. But I thought looking at that, the body language is so interesting to look at these two men who both are members of the most exclusive club in the world, and they barely acknowledge one another.
Wow. See, I don't know about that. But I think what Rich thought you were going after is the Bill Clinton, Kelly Clarkson thing
that I told you about
earlier.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, where he actually, as soon as Kelly Clarkson's like standing in front of him, you see Bill Clinton's head peering out and checking out her rear end.
He's just got this look on his face that is just so classic.
Yeah, that's Bill Clinton. What do you expect with Bill Clinton?
You know what? Hey, it's the problem that we have this high definition TV coverage now, and you can stop on any frame.
Right.
So even if it's just a millisecond where you have this expression on your face while you're staring at somebody from behind, they got you. That is funny, and I like it.
Yeah, gotcha. All right, so anyway, those are the highlights from my perspective. Any of yours you'd like to share with us?
He can't get away with anything.
888, he's doing fine. 888-302-3684. Somebody complained earlier that I was doing the number too quickly, and people aren't remembering it as well as they would like to because it's a big change.
What, 888-302-DOUG?
888-302-DOUG, which is 888-302-3684. Your impressions of the inaugural are welcome here on Good Day. How about losing 30 pounds? New year, new diet, new opportunity. You can be the biggest loser by calling 800-525-8345. The Biggest Loser uses Axia 30. It's the breakthrough this year in weight loss formulas because it has an antioxidant formula with an ingredient shown to get the men and women together, get them in the big loser column by knocking off 30 pounds in 12 weeks, and you eat a balanced diet. Men, 1,850 calories a day, I think it is, and women, what is it, 13, 14, 50, something like that. You eat what you normally eat or what you ought to normally eat, and they get on this diet. The average weight loss in the study of men and women was 30 pounds for both. No nasty side effects using Axia 30. It's the frontier that you want to cross to lose that weight. So get on board. If you haven't taken my advice so far and you know you've been wanting to get at this, call 800-525-8345. And don't wait. Try it now. Get on it. It's risk-free. If it doesn't work, get your money back. But when you mention Doug Steffen by calling 800-525-8345, mention Doug Steffen, you'll get a free month supply of Axia 30. Order it now. Tremendous weight loss results will be yours. You'll be happy. And exercise while you're doing this, too. Get those muscles toned up. Axia 30, risk-free, 800-525-8345. Doug Steffen for a free bottle. Call him now.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Discover Card, how can I help you?
Oh, you're real?
You know I'm real. With our new card, we're always here to talk.
Well, that's good, because I don't have time for machines.
Some companies just don't appreciate the power of conversation.
Real people.
Uh-huh.
It's like I'm calling the land of machines.
And with their robot voices.
Oh, I don't like those machines. Oh.
Now, how can I help you?
Oh, I don't even remember.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Talk to a real person. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
We wanted a metaphor for the big deals at OfficeMax, like a huge... But to pass more savings on to you, we got an elephant 9 inches tall, riding a unicycle. He's a symbol for our tiny prices. Like when you buy a 10-ream case of OfficeMax multi-use paper for $46.99 using your Max Perks card, you get $42 back in Max Perks rewards. It's like paying $4.99 for a full case of paper. Find thousands of big deals now at OfficeMax. But don't step on our elephant. Offer ends January 26th. Max Perks rewards and other restrictions apply. See store for details. Limit 2.
Last year, I filed my federal taxes online. They said it would be free, but it wasn't. That's why I'm using TaxAct.com, a truly free federal filing solution.
TaxAct.com.
Their code is like mine, and they have a choir to sing about it. They believe in
integrity.
They mean what they say. Like when they say free, they mean it. For all e-fileable federal forms.
Simplicity.
It's fast and easy. They walk you through every step, and I have access to immediate help when I need it. They pledge to get you the maximum refund, and accuracy is guaranteed. No restrictions.
Value.
Tax Act is the most complete free federal tax filing solution online. It hunts down all my deductions to give me tax savings. It's free to prepare, free to print, and free to e-file. All e-fileable federal forms are free.
Free.
TaxAct.com. It's how we act.
TaxAct.com.
All right, Alicia, listening to Good Day in Hibbing, Minnesota. What's the temperature there this morning, Alicia?
Oh, say that again?
What's the temperature there in Hibbing?
20 below.
20 below, just for what
you
said.
You just said that.
I did. So how does it? How is it working in your world, or is it not? Are you inside? Do you go to work? What are you doing to...
Oh, yes. We work.
Yeah. So how are you going to beat the cold?
Well, you just put clothes on.
Really?
Lots of them. Alicia, are you on a cordless phone?
I am.
I'll give you $1 if you run outside in your pajamas.
I'll give you $10 if you're outside.
I'll give you $20.
I'll give you $40.
Yeah. And take a picture and send it to us.
Yeah.
That was just mean.
No, we wanted to have a picture. We would post to DougStefan.com under the circumstances.
That was just mean. That would be worth $1,000.
$1,000. Wow.
Yes, that's right. It would.
Richie's a cheapskate, though.
Yeah, I kind of get that.
Not with Doug's money. I'm not Doug. With Doug's money, I'm all
in. My money.
Have at it.
So, what do you do, Alicia? There, what's your job?
I work two jobs. I work at a bank.
Yeah.
And then I sell jewelry.
Really?
Ooh. Sorry,
what kind of jewelry? I'm at
JCPenney's. Oh, nice.
They have good things. Yeah. Hasn't JCPenney's changed a lot in the last
few years? They have.
Yeah, a lot.
It has changed a lot, and a lot for the better, and we love it.
That's good. Good to have you there. All right, Alicia, I'm glad you called. Would you like to hear Roberta's Queen of Cheap report?
Would love that.
You're going to grade it. Hang on, Alicia. You're going to give us a thumbs up or a thumbs down. Here we go.
She's the queen.
No pressure, Roberta. No pressure.
We only have 30 seconds. That's the pressure.
It's Roberta.
Let's go, Roberta.
Okay, let's start off with free pizzas from Pizza Hut. If you get good grades, this is for elementary and middle school students. We tell you how to do it at DougStefan.com. Also, free Papa John's pizza. You have to guess the coin flip for the Super Bowl, and you get a free pizza. We've also got a free Redbox rental codes and two very cool books, one about container gardening for food and flowers, and one about simple home cleaning, if you think of a spring cleaning yet.
Check out the deals at the Queen of Cheap box at DougStefan.com.
Soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value, value of fruits and vegetables and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
This article in the New York Times, Roberta.
Yeah.
And the article was focused on those who say goodbye and those who don't when it comes to leaving. Roger Ebert said that he did not say goodbye to Gene Siskel. Nora Ephron never told her friends that she had terminal cancer. Meryl Streep said she felt ambushed. So I was thinking about saying goodbye and how it is. I've told a story about Tony, in essence, never saying goodbye. She just left. And so I thought maybe in looking at this article, how you sort of turn it around. How about instead of saying goodbye, which has an ending, you know, it's kind of like saying goodnight, or unless you say I love you to somebody that's very important to you. Or there's a different greeting. You'll notice that when Richie and I talk, and I, Roberta, you and I, Jennifer, when we're on the phone, I rarely, if ever, say goodbye.
I always say goodbye.
Yeah.
Have a good day, you guys. Bye.
Okay, well, that's okay. That's what I'm suggesting, that the salutation be a happy, yeah, have a good day, that sort of thing. But think about as you start a conversation, how you say hello. And do you say hello in a bright way? If you know, if you have a special ring on your phone for somebody that's close to you, if they are calling and you know it's them, how do you say hello to them or hi? How do you greet that person? Or in general, how do you greet people, whether it's on the phone or whether it's in person? Think about how you say hello.
And say, what's up? About,
say goodbye. Hey.
Yeah.
I just think, Rich goes, hey.
Yeah. All right, but anyway, the article suggests that when you're leaving, you don't say much to others. There's a list in the article, and I thought that these are the things that we ought to say why we are healthy and we are happy and we are here. One of them is, this is a new twist on an old theme about what we all think, many of us think, if somebody's gone, oh, I didn't say this, and I didn't say that, or I wish I'd have done this, or I wish that forgiveness is important, don't hold grudges, that sort of thing. Why is it you have to be dying to be humane and to communicate properly. Isn't that awful? Think about it. We're dying, so we're nice. I mean, what a stupid way to live.
Are you guys I love you people?
Oh, yeah, I am, definitely.
Because I never end a conversation with someone, you know, in my family without saying I love you. Do you guys do that, too?
Absolutely.
Yeah, right. Yep. Yeah. It is the stuff worth living for. Mm-hmm. And when somebody does a good job, I'm not good at this, but I think I'm getting a little better. Richie can attest to that or not. Showing that what you've done is effective and acknowledging that what you've done is better.
You've been much better in it the last few years, yeah.
I didn't grow into it, so it was something I had to be told about, frankly. How many of you know how to say you're sorry?
It's really easy for me to say I'm sorry.
Yeah. And it's much more important. I mean, live your life that way. Some people say, I got to remember, you know, I mean, it's sort of corny, but it's true. Every day that you live could be your last day.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you want people to remember you for? What day is it? Piglet said it's today. Pooh said, my favorite day is today. Remember that? Thanks for thinking about it. 28 after the hour and good day.
Because Mike switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, his money clip wants to shake his hand firmly for a solid 3 seconds, but can't. Fact is, most money clips don't have hands to shake with. Switch to Geico, and every time you notice the extra cash, you'll know your money clip wants to give you a firm handshake. But remember, it can't. It doesn't have hands. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
With over 900,000 products and 31 diverse product categories, Grainger is basically an anything you need supply buffet. We've got everything from safety and electrical products to hardware, hand tools, and more. So you can efficiently purchase exactly what you need from one source, saving time and trouble. And just to be sure, the buffet thing was a metaphor. Please don't eat the stuff. Buy your supplies smarter. Just call, click Grainger.com, or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We wanted a metaphor for the big deals at OfficeMax, like a huge... But to pass more savings on to you, we got an elephant 9 inches tall, riding a unicycle. He's a symbol for our tiny prices. Like when you buy a 10-ream case of OfficeMax multi-use paper for $46.99 using your MaxPerks card, you get $42 back in MaxPerks rewards. It's like paying $4.99 for a full case of paper. Find thousands of big deals now at OfficeMax, but don't step on our elephant. Offer ends January 26th. MaxPerks rewards and other restrictions apply. See store for details. Limit 2.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Now get 39-cent color copies in-store, at self-serve, or online at staplescopycenter.com for pickup or delivery. Ends 126. Details in-store or online. Staples. That was easy.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails and eliminate toenail fungus with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Just apply one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time and it's guaranteed. Try this all-natural antifungal and herbal formula for women and men. Call 816-896-8307 or get free shipping at nailsofsteel.com. Nailsofsteel.com. It's like a salon in a bottle.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On Placing a Silver Dollar in a Book Explains Our Monetary System. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com or call toll free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
And to Glenn.
Hi, Glenn.
A couple of folks listening to the Good Day program this morning. 888-302-3684. You know what? I didn't come up with a 2020 news quiz question.
The horrors.
I get off. Well, I was thinking, actually, Jennifer is here. She'll be giving us a television report in about 10 minutes or so, including the fact that the Dish Network, which owns Blockbuster now, is going to close 300 more of them.
Yeah, Blockbusters. The Blockbuster.
That's pretty much all that's left, by the way.
The Blockbuster in the shopping center in our neighborhood was replaced by a kiosk box, like those red box things.
Yeah.
All I know is one day I drove by where the Blockbuster was, which I hadn't walked into in years, and there was no Blockbuster, but there was this vending machine out front for Blockbuster. And it just it's so comical to think that a once thriving, bustling business was replaced by a vending machine.
Why did Dish Network buy them?
For their library and for their online service, basically.
Mm-hmm. Really?
But that's what they bought them for. I mean, I think they bought it with the intention of closing down the brick-and-mortar stores.
Ah, all right. Well, I remember when Wayne Huizenga, the former garbage man who became the wealthiest guy in Miami, owned them and then sold out of them just in time. I think his investment was $140 million when he bought it, and he sold it for $300-something million, and the next year everything collapsed. Now, there's a smart guy.
Let me tell you.
Sad.
DVDs and media in general is such a tenuous business. I mean, you will not see a DVD or any kind of disc in the next 5 to 10 years.
Yeah.
It's all in the cloud.
Yeah.
No.
Because I never got a Blu-ray player either. I feel like I don't need to.
Chuck Curry, our movie guy, is big into Blu-rays and talks about how gorgeous they look. But in another 2, 3, 4 years, it's all going to be Netflix-style stuff.
Yeah. It's all going to be streaming.
Yeah.
It's all the cloud. This year for the, because you have all the movie awards coming up. You have the Golden Globes. Now you got the SAGs coming up. And you got the Emmys. They used to send out tons and tons of DVD screeners. This year, the vast majority of the screeners are online, where you download them to iTunes.
Yeah.
And after you watch it, within 24 hours, it self-destructs.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah, that's how SAG did it this year. They sent like 3 screeners, and then the rest were all online.
Pretty amazing. All right, speaking of that, Jennifer, what is it that you're going to tell us? What other highlights are there?
Well, oh, for TV?
Yeah.
Oh.
And then we'll get to the social media.
I'm going to tell you about a new addition to the Super Bowl. I'm also going to tell you about the real-life James Bond, which I think is really, really cool.
James Bond.
Plus some casting news. We'll talk
about
that.
Time Warner has banned a certain kind of advertising. We'll talk about that in a moment as well, or at least when Jennifer gets into the television.
Hey, and more TV news?
Yes, Jeff.
If you're a fan of Lost or The Hobbit, Charlie from Lost.
I'm so excited. Later this morning. Yes.
9:10 a.m. Eastern.
All right. Put that down. Check it out. We'll have a podcast of it available as soon as the interview itself is over. So you can check on it. You can go to hour four of Good Day as well. You can always download everything we do on the air, good, bad, and indifferent, is there for posterity. We're talking about the fact that pictures are taken and you're never going to lose anything because everything is always being recorded one way or another. And that includes... and is not limited to the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Download any or all of the hours. A lot of people, interestingly enough, will listen for an hour on their way to work, and they want to hear something that happened after. They listen to an hour on their... there are all kinds of ways of getting it. Hopefully, they're reliable.
Especially if you're driving to work, you're getting up ready, you know, for work or school or whatever it is. Now, we do a lot of our celebrity stuff maybe a little bit later in the show, so you can go and check later when you get to work or when you get home later this afternoon and see who we talk to. So don't miss it.
Don't miss a moment.
Luke Perry on Thursday.
I'll Doug all the time. So let's get to social media coverage and some of the things that people are helping us in terms of the staying healthy department. We've got that connection with Alamine. You want to start there, Jen?
We do, actually. Well, let's start with the question that we're going over. We've been reviewing today, and that is, what would you tell President Obama before he settles into term number two? You can chime in. Hopefully, most of our comments, we've gotten about 50 of them, are negative. So if you'd like to go defend the president or give him a nice piece of advice, you can do that.
Facebook.com/Good Day Show.
We are also asking you for your old wives' tale for staying healthy. What did your parents teach you when you were young? What kind of funny little tip did they teach you? And we got some good ones. Tim is today's winner. Tim Prasow said, my dad always said, early to bed, early to rise makes a person healthy, wealthy, and wise. Late to bed, late to rise makes a person sick, poor, and stupid.
Thank you, Dad.
So thank you, Tim. You get a 60-day supply because we used your fun old wives tale. You'll get a 60-day supply of Alimmune, which is a great immunity enhancer. It's got the good housekeeping seal of approval on the package.
Certainly does. All right, so what other things do you have there that you want to, you've got all these, wasn't there something new today that we threw in there, or is that from, I've forgotten how we decided earlier we were going to take a shot at the smart refrigerator story that's at DougSteffen.com.
We can add the smart refrigerator if you want.
Have you not heard about this, by the way? This is new technology. You want to check the story out. The details are at DougSteffen.com, but in essence, this is a computer screen on the front of your smart refrigerator, which will download apps that will help you make your grocery list, find where the deals are. In other words, it'll mesh with sort of, you can program it to take Roberta's list, the grocery coupons, Yaza, whatever you want to do. And then it'll also help you find recipes for whatever is in your fridge. It will know what you have in your refrigerator and tell you how to cook it.
Sure.
This is the new
smart
refrigerator.
I think it's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, all of these apps already exist. What they're doing is just incorporating them in the refrigerator.
Right.
Which is, I do the same thing with my iPad in the kitchen. I go to Epicurious or, Epicurious is the one I use the most. And it'll do a shopping list, and then you can also do some coupons for those things. So they're just incorporated in the refrigerator. Very cool.
All right, so the poll today at DougSteffen.com is, what do you think about smart refrigerators that can make your grocery list and help you find recipes? And I think maybe that would be an interesting thing to pursue on
Facebook. My question is, I don't want to tie that list to my refrigerator. I like it better on my iPad. I want to be able to walk around the kitchen with it.
I bet you'd be able to figure that out because you're a smart cookie when it comes to technology, Richard.
Yeah.
I'm betting on you. Yesterday's poll at DougSteffen.com had to do with the observation of Martin Luther King a day. What are you doing? 26% of you said it was just another work day. 29% said you shopped, ran errands, and got caught up in other things. By the way, yesterday I had a conversation with someone near and dear to me. about my comment, and I never thought about what you guys thought about, actually. I said that what happens in most of the department stores is they offer white sheet sales, and I wasn't, because I had just gone to buy some sheets, and that's what I thought about, not what you guys thought about with regard to the KKK. I know that's what you were thinking. I never thought about that, and that tells me about where your mind goes and where my mind goes.
Stop it.
Never, ever did
yeah,
I think about
every,
it.
What a load that you never thought about.
No, I didn't ever,
that.
Honestly.
Shut up.
I thought,
no
I
way.
I'm shut up. I'm telling you, I didn't.
Why even make the comment then?
What, about the white sheets?
Yes.
Well, what do you mean, why make the comment? Because it was something that people obviously were thinking, and they thought I was a numbskull because I said it. And it never even entered my mind.
How could it not enter your mind? Why would you make the comment?
Because I don't think that way. Because that's what they had at the Macy's store, a white, super white sale on sheets for Martin Luther King Day. So, that's why I said what I said. Think what you will. As you will. Anyway. What's the rest of the poll?
Man.
Observing this shopping
that,
running.
That old expression, I may have fallen off the turn-up truck.
16%. Yeah, well,
yeah,
I
you're
have.
Still on it.
I may be. Anyway, 16% said they were going to do some special event yesterday. 13% said they went to a museum. And where are there Martin Luther King museums? Are there? Or I guess there's Black History Museums around. Are there? I don't know. In New York, is there one, Roberta?
I don't think so.
Really?
I don't believe so.
We're having the American Indian.
I think the travesty here is that there's so much to learn from this guy who was one of, I think, the great, one of the modern American heroes in many different ways was Martin Luther King Jr.
I think they just broke ground, actually.
Why the hell isn't there, why don't we go to school on his birthday so the kids learn about this guy?
Thank you.
Hello, what are you sending kids home from school for?
Well, they do learn about him, just not on the date of his actual birthday, or at least when we
baloney.
Say it's his birthday.
Any attention. I think the media pays a lot of attention.
Oh, no, my kids, there's definitely a lot of attention
when
on Martin
Luther
King.
When did they learn about it? Was it on his
Sean
real
was
birthday?
In first grade.
Yeah, but was it on his real birthday?
No. What I'm saying is, not the phony holiday birthday? They do teach them a lot about Martin Luther King. They do not do it on the day of his when we celebrate his birthday.
Yeah. All right. Well, that might be something that was apt, if you will, not to be confused with apps. The other thing that I find intriguing today in the news is what's going on in Chicago, the north side of Chicago. I'm not talking about the usual foolishness in Chicago. This guy who won the lottery and he got killed.
Oh, yeah, cyanide.
They dug up his body
yesterday.
Yeah. They're digging up this guy's body. He was 46. He died 1 month after he became a winner of that $1 million Illinois lottery scratch ticket. I didn't realize with scratch you could get $1 million.
Yeah, right?
Can you really?
They actually say this: you have better chances with winning money on the scratch ticket than on the lottery tickets.
Really?
Yeah. So how do you do it? What do you do?
You usually it's a match type thing. Okay.
Oh, I don't even know. I've never bought a scratch ticket. Speaking of turnip trucks, what happens when you buy a scratch ticket?
There's usually a match, so you get a symbol that you have to match.
So you scratch it off with your nickel or something?
You scratch it off with your quarter or your coin or whatever, and then if you have two of the same symbol, you win.
Really? So the symbols are money or they're...
It depends. There's all kinds.
Pitchforks? There
are all kinds.
Really?
There's everything.
Each state is different, is that what you're saying?
Each state has many different kinds of scratch-off tickets.
Huh. In my father's house, there are many rooms.
There's a great ad for one of the storage companies on the subways of New York, and it says, Jesus said, in my father's house there are many rooms. Obviously, he didn't live in Manhattan.
Very good. All right, so let's check television in a moment here. Roberta will not be reporting. Jennifer will here on Good Day.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Now get 39-cent color copies in-store, at self-serve, or online at staplescopycenter.com for pickup or delivery. Ends 126. Details in-store or online. Staples. That was easy.
All right, Flo, so the key to safe pest removal is staying calm.
Okay.
It says here this lady's got a badger in her attic.
Oh, I love badgers. Oh, sorry. Calm. Here he is. Come here, little buddy. I thought he wanted a hug.
Badgers don't really hug.
Not yet. Oh, badger.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
It's a new year and a great time to reflect on things you sometimes take for granted. As the saying goes, freedom doesn't come free. That couldn't be more true for our wounded soldiers returning home. Would you please join me in supporting veterans by getting them the help that they need and deserve? My partners at the Purple Heart Service Foundation are dedicated to seeing that all veterans receive the support they need, so with your help, they can continue to go above and beyond to serve those who have served us so well. Get involved today by making a donation. You can give any unneeded vehicle easily with a free pickup, boats, that sort of thing. Cash, credit card donations are also accepted. All donations are completely tax deductible. The Purple Heart Service Foundation relies on your donation, so don't sit around thinking about helping. Do something. Get involved by calling 877-743-1631. That's 877-743-1631. Purple Heart Service Foundation, 877-743-1631.
At TurboTax, your paycheck is more than a number.
It's covering the register while answering phones.
It's skipping breaks.
And it's eating lunch standing up.
You work hard to earn your money, so we put the power to keep more of it in the palm of your hand. With TurboTax, you can take a photo of your W-2 with your smartphone, and we'll import your information automatically. Just answer a few simple questions, hit e-file, and you're done. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Learn more at TurboTax.com. TurboTax mobile solutions work on select smartphones.
All right, so Jen.
Yes.
Time Warner, your faves.
Yes.
Mine too.
Roberta's faves.
Oh, yeah. We all love Time Warner. Not.
Yeah.
Anyway, they have announced they're going to ban gun advertising on anything that they carry.
Right. So they're going to ban gun advertising, and then they also have withheld the right, if there is a commercial with excessive gun use in it, that they would also ban that commercial as well.
Uh-huh. So how's that going over?
You know what? No one's come out against it yet that I've heard. I mean, I'm sure you're going to have the gun owners upset about it, but, I mean, I haven't heard anything huge yet. I don't know if the story's hit the mainstream, though.
Really? That's because, well, we're always a day or two
ahead. We're always ahead. Yeah. Exactly.
All right. So you talked yesterday about Heather Locklear going to Franklin and Bash. I thought Franklin and Bash had been canceled.
No, Franklin and Bash is still on. It's a summer show. It's it's like Rizzoli and Isles and Franklin and Bash together during the summer.
Some of those are great shows.
Yeah. Absolutely. Hey, and I don't know if you heard about this one, Dougie. This one intrigues me because you know me. I like old TV shows.
Yes,
vintage. Let's not call them old.
Okay.
But former Facts of Life star Charlotte Ray is shopping a book about her life. Remember her? She was Mrs. Garrett.
Yeah.
In it, she reveals that her 25-year marriage to composer John Strauss ended when he admitted he was gay and had been cheating on her. Bum, bum, bum. What would Tootie say? Oh, no. First came the shock of what he had done behind her back, and then the sting of just being deceived for years. So I wonder if she'll get the book out. I don't know. I'd probably read it. That sounds pretty intriguing.
You know, when speaking of intriguing, I was on this day... I think it was 1985. Patrick Duffy, who was Bobby Ewing, said he wanted to leave Dallas. And he wouldn't leave if his character was going to be replaced by another actor. And it was probably a good thing because wasn't he? He was sort of killed in an automobile crash, and then he came.
Yeah, he was part of the dream. Yeah.
Yeah, it was a dream. They said.
No, that was JR. That was the dream.
Oh, was it?
Oh. Yeah, actually.
Well, it was a good thing he stayed with it because now he's in the new. That thing's doing pretty well, Jennifer, too, isn't it? The new Dallas?
Yeah, it's doing really well. It's a good show.
All right, what else?
The lineup for the Super Bowl is all set. We've got the Baltimore Ravens squaring off against the San Francisco 49ers.
Go Niners.
We know that Beyonce will be performing during halftime. Well, now we have found, fresh off of her performances of Obama is on Fire yesterday at the inauguration, Alicia Keys will be singing the national anthem for the Super Bowl. This will be her third time performing at the event. Thoughts?
And we should care why?
Alicia Keys is great.
Yeah.
Very talented. Very, 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 very talented.
Third time performing.
She has a good big national following, national audience.
Alicia Keys, almost definitely, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
As much as you do, Rich?
No, more than me.
Really?
But she's a superstar.
51 after on Good Day.
I'm just a tiny star.
Uh-huh.
Feeling like there are too many pressures and demands on you? Losing sleep, worrying about tests and schoolwork, eating on the run because your schedule is just too busy? You may be under too much stress, and it may be affecting your mind. Get your mental edge back with Nootropic Mind Power from MindRegard.com. Nootropic Mind Power is not a drug, but a natural supplement. Its 12 powerful ingredients are natural and non-GMO, plus it's gluten-free, wheat-free, and formulated by Americans for Americans by an NSF-certified laboratory. Nootropic Mind Power is available at MindRegard.com, spelled MindRegard.com, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Free your mind with Nootropic Mind Power Cognitive Supplement from MindRegard.com. Mind Regard. Clearly see tomorrow and yesterday. Today.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Now, 53 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. A lot of people are taking note of our Startup America crowdfunding information at DougSteffen.com. The interesting story is Chrysler announcing they're going to announce during the NFL Super Bowl. They actually have announced it, so a lot of people are talking about it. Consumers can now use crowdfunding to help buy a car. Let's get that news now.
As a longtime San Francisco 49ers fan, the Niners win on Sunday in the NFC Championship game was very exciting. But to me personally, even that was not as exciting as what Chrysler Corporation announced through a national TV commercial during the football game. Welcome to Startup American News Crowdfunding Success Stories. I'm Mike Hayes, inviting you to learn more about crowdfunding.com. This past Sunday, Dodge announced that they were introducing their Dodge Dart Registry, a new and creative way for a car buyer, any consumer, to raise money in order to build and buy a new 2013 Dodge Dart. If you think this is a commercial for Dodge, you're wrong. This purchase method is based on the crowdfunding concept, which has become a popular online industry that thousands of entrepreneurs, small business owners, artists, and social leaders alike have used to raise funds for their projects around the world. Now the concept has been extended by Dodge to include the car buyer, organizing and enlisting the aid of family and friends or whoever to help them purchase a brand new 2013 Dodge Dart through the new Dodge Dart Registry online. Working like wedding or other registries, friends and family can ensure that their gift, Dodge calls the program, new rules for buying your car. And they've introduced their How to Change Buying Cars Forever during the Fox Network broadcast of the NFL National Football Conference Championship game. Here's the commercial that explained the new Dodge Dart Registry crowdfunding concept and how it works online.
Start with a groundbreaking car. Good. Then invent an entirely new way to buy one. No. 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 Yes. A website that works like a wedding registry. But for a car. First, you customize it. Then, let people sponsor the car's parts as gifts. Dad sponsors the engine for your birthday. Grandma sponsors the rims for graduation. The car gets funded. Then you pick up your new Dodge Dart at the dealership, and all that's left to do is say thanks. Easy.
That alone is big news to consumers. So let me point out a key point about what lesson this event should also tell entrepreneurs. Crowdfunding has changed the new rules for how Chrysler designs, builds, and markets a car. Crowdfunding was created to help entrepreneurs. So if that's true for even Chrysler, then what small business is exempt from following that same example? That crowdfunding should be used to network for feedback needed to design, build, and market new products of all kinds. I truly hope that this business example set by Chrysler is one that clarifies that, unlike traditional venture capital, for businesses large or small, crowdfunding can help them all. The DART Registry at www.dodgedartregistry.com allows consumers to configure and customize a new Dodge Dart and set a goal for the amount of money they want to raise to fund it. Now, according to Reed Bigland, president and CEO of Dodge Brand, we are also breaking new ground for creating fun and innovative ways for consumers to interact and purchase one. The Dodge Dart Registry is powered by Rocket Hub, a crowdfunding platform that makes raising funds quick and simple. On the registry, a consumer can set up their own personal account, including creating their own custom Dodge Dart, choosing colors, transmission, safety features, and establishing crowdfunding goals and expiration terms. Here on our show, we're committed to listening to the crowdfunding community. Do you have a question about crowdfunding? I'd love to hear it. Hey, it may even end up being a blog post or put into a podcast. Helping people monetize their content, products, and startups is what we do at StartupAmericanNews.org. You can email me, Mike, at StartupAmericanNews.org. That's StartupAmericanNews.org. I'm Mike Hayes reporting.
Over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.